or saw it, but not only saw it, did help draft it or drafts it. But I think since this definitely won't roll out to Friday, I think giving that little bit of leeway with the city to give some public comment would just add some transparency if we want to bring this back to the table on Thursday. That's just to give it that time for public comment.
David?
The other thing, Steve, you said something about asymptomatic, that we don't test for that either. So I'm kind of confused. If you come from a community that doesn't test for it, and you're saying that you can't come here without 72 hours, or you have to be tested here, how are they going to get tested here if we don't test either?
They will work by having the test sent out to the University of Washington. And so there will be a delay in the test results. And that's the way the state wants to handle it. And the problem with using the Abbott rapid test is that potentially those tests are limited, and they're kind of our frontline defense for dealing with issues, say in if they're worried about an outbreak in the long-term care. Rapid Abbott test is their best frontline defense for checking various folks quickly. If you show up at the ER with a tummy ache, they can check you there and make sure that it's not COVID, and then they don't have to burn through PPE while they're waiting for the test results. So the state's plan right now is that the test will get sent out, and they're looking at having city employees administer the tests and fill out the paperwork, and then they would take it to the hospital to be shipped out.
So, Mr. Mayor, if I could maybe clarify a little bit of what I think Assemblymember Powell asked. Currently, Assemblymember Powell, the only testing that's being done in Wrangell is for people who have who screen positive for a myriad of COVID, one or more of a myriad symptoms, or if someone is going in for a procedure and they need to know whether or not that person is COVID positive so that they have the appropriate PPE on. Search has not rolled out community testing for asymptomatic people. So right now I couldn't just make an appointment as an asymptomatic person and roll up and get a test. The reason that we can test these folks at the airport is because the state is mandating this program. They're saying you must be tested coming into the state. You've got to get tested outside before you arrive or when you arrive at the airport here. So that's how this is happening, even though currently in our community for just the general public, there isn't asymptomatic testing.
But they are doing asymptomatic testing for certain cohort groups, which is going to include some city employees, and they also do all of their employees and their employees' families to determine that there's no spread going on. Assemblymember Morris.
Go ahead, David.
Okay, so the problem I have then is the same problem that I had when we first started this, is that I wanted to implement something more. The state told us no. And now from the way I'm reading this, it looks like we're just basically mirroring the state with a little bit extra. I mean, we're not doing hardly anything more than the state is doing. So I just got home. I just read this thing. I'm a little bit confused.
So David, the reality of this is that all we're looking to do is to say the following. If you refuse to do the test, if you refuse to test where you came from or refuse to take our test, you must quarantine for 14 days. That's all we're saying.
Is the state saying the same thing?
No.
No.
The state is saying, if you refuse the test, either from where you're starting from or are the test in the community, oh well, have a good vacation. And we're saying that's not acceptable. And Captain Spray just sent through an email to me that said the state has revamped this a little bit even further to state that if you would like to do the 14-day quarantine over the test, you're welcome to do that. So that's, you know, a small change, but it still doesn't deal with people who show up and say, I don't want to test and I'm not going to quarantine.
But Steve, we still have no way to enforce this. Am I correct?
We don't, except that we could look at some type of local law that would allow us to provide up to a fine of X amount if you are found to not be quarantining after you do the test.
If we're going to do that, then we need our lawyer input on whether that's going to have any teeth to it, or if we're going to be in court with a lot of people.
I understand. At some point, though, David, I guess what I'm saying is that we have to take a stand. And if the state doesn't like it, they should come talk to us, because there's multiple other issues with this, but we can get into later. But Ann, please go ahead.
I was just going to bring up the same thing that David just brought up. This is not, other than the fact that we are trying to enforce a 14-day mandate here, the state's doing the same thing. And they're saying, well, if you don't want to do that, you don't have to. I just don't see how we can enforce this unless we have some sort of teeth in it. Basically it's the same thing that the state is saying, except that we're adding, you must quarantine if you refuse to take the test or whatever. Yeah. You have to quarantine for 14 days. I think it's a good idea. I just don't see how we can do it, how we can force it.
We can if we were to write an accompanying, but I think what I'm looking for is that at least if we make a statement that if they're opening it up, and look, I think the state doesn't want to offend anybody. The most everything that they have done has been a recommendation, a guideline, a please do this if you don't mind, and that's fine, except for when you're, say, the local chamber that has to make the difficult decision to cancel the 4th of July and be the adult in the room. And the state's like, well, you can do it if you want, if you don't want, whatever you want. And then those poor folks have to go out and meet the whole, see the community that they live in and have people upset with them, instead of the state doing the adult thing, being responsible and saying, no, it's really irresponsible to throw a great big party. Let's take a look at what just went on and down in the Kenai, and why we have this outbreak and hot flash in that area, because there was a big party and then they had an outbreak. But they're leaving it up to us to make those tough decisions. Mm-hmm. And they're even saying, you're welcome to do extra things, just give us a call. And we're saying, we tried to call you, but you never answered. So now we're just moving forward and trying to do something. And I agree, we would have to still come up with, if we wanted to put in some type of legislation, but at least we're saying, if you're not willing to do it, the testing, like the governor's asking, then do the quarantine. The second thing that I'm going to point out to everybody, we just need to be aware. If somebody tests positive and they walk out of that airport, they say, oh, I'm going to go straight to my special super secret squirrel house and hide away for 14 days because I'm asymptomatic. And you are down at the Stikine Inn, and that person decided, well, I don't really want to. I feel great. I'm going to head on out. There's no way that anybody in this community knows who that person is. Because right. CERT is not allowed to tell us who they are. So that person can wander through the community, and only if somebody from CERT who knows that that person was positive can then report back through community health that this person is out in the community. So the vulnerabilities are high, you guys. The vulnerability of having somebody come in that's infected and refuses to do the right thing, if there's a consequence. Patty.
I was just going to say the same thing you've just said, that there is no accountability if you really look at it. And I think we're, stress this enforcement issue, I think that's the wrong issue, because prior to this, any person coming in from out of state was supposed to quarantine for 14 days, and we didn't have any enforcement issues there, or we didn't have any enforcement mechanism in place. So I think that this ordinance just illustrates our conditions for entry into our community. And I don't think we should get hung up on the enforcement issue yet. If it becomes a problem, then maybe something needs to be done. If we have a major outbreak, certainly there'll be other emergency ordinances that we may have to put into place. I think we're concentrating on the wrong aspect of this.
Yeah, I just feel like we need to take a stand to say, you know, hang on, we would like to have this a little bit firmed up. And the fact that you're not even saying that a person has to quarantine if they don't do your test is really swinging the gate wide open. And in my opinion, again, my belief is that on Thursday, the governor and his staff had fully intended to open the state up, swing the door open, and we were good to go. On June 2nd, they were going to swing her open. We had a bump in cases on Thursday that I think spooked folks, and they decided to come up with something quickly to try and look like they were doing more. And so they pulled together quickly and hastily a plan that had a ton of holes, because they've had, come on, let's face it, you guys, they've had a month to make this plan for reopening. And all of a sudden, they make a plan and forget communities that are accessible to the lower 48. So that says to me, rushed plan. We received no pre-discussion from anybody at the state. And we're at this position where, quite frankly, you know, I'll say this, I'm just glad we've been working on having an alternate isolation site, because you can imagine if we had nothing, and Jake has told me he's not interested in housing a bunch of COVID positive people, if we hadn't been as far along with getting things set up for our alternate care site, we would be in a real mess if we had people starting to show up asymptomatic, tested positive, and nowhere to stay. So thank goodness we've got that going for us. I don't think we're asking for much here. Patty.
Yeah, I don't think we're asking for much. I think travelers to Wrangell want to know what the conditions are for entry. I've just had some citizens text me thinking that this isn't asking too much of anyone. There was something else I wanted to say. Oh, in the end, if we have zero cases, I guess people can point to the assembly as being too proactive. We're a bunch of scaredy cats. But I just think erring on the side of caution is a good thing.
David.
I'm going to make a motion to postpone this until Thursday to let the community have a little bit more input.
Okay. Are you making that motion right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Dave.
Ann?
I actually think that's a good idea. And aside from the reinforcement of this, which we probably maybe will never be able to enforce it, you know, to where you have 99% compliance, perhaps the fact that it's not that different from what the state is doing as a whole, perhaps we will be lucky and people will be willing to accede to it. But let's have some input and do it on Thursday.
And spoken Maya.
Yes, and I just Thank you for just giving the timeline of, you know, getting a hold of the state and their being so willy-nilly with stuff. I think that's really what it came down to at the large gathering too, and why the fourth had to have a pause on it, because we thought we were going to get guidelines from the state. And at the end of the day, they did not set those parameters or recommendations. So this seems to be the case with what they're doing now with travel, is what they kind of did with the large gathering as well. So just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Lisa?
Thank you, Ms. When this comes back, if the assembly votes to postpone, is there interest in changing sections, having us amend sections 3 and 4, 3 to be in conformance with the state mandates for critical workforce infrastructure, and 4 to put the sunset date July 1?
I am perfectly comfortable with both those things, and I never expected anything to be put in about critical workforce infrastructure. For me, this is not a matter to deal with that. I think they're moving forward in a responsible way, although I do question the state's ability to deal with their plans, but I have no issue with that. Would anybody be opposed to seeing some cleaning up of that?
No, I think that's good.
Patty?
No, I don't have any issue. I think those are good ideas. I don't have any issue with postponing it. However, if we do put it into effect, that only gives a little bit over 24 hours for it to go into effect. That's the only problem I see with postponing it, but it would be good to get public input.
David?
Also, I'd like to see what, for people, if there's any way that we could show them what the state is actually doing and what we are doing, and it's really not that much different. If there's a way we could show people both of them. I don't think you're asking for much, and I think people are rethinking that you are.
No, it's the state that's saying that you have to have the test. All we're saying is if you choose not to, then you should quarantine. And the state is, what the state just did is they tried to write a little something to appease us with this by saying, and if they would rather quarantine, they can. And what we're saying is it's either or. You either get the test, which is no charge to you and tickles your nose. It's not like the old one where they scratch the back of your brain. It takes about 10 seconds. As a matter of fact, you administer it yourself in most cases. If you are unwilling to do that, then you have to do a 2-week quarantine. That's all we're asking for.
That's what I'm asking, Steve. If we could show that to the people of Wrangell, I don't think we'd have any problems with a lot of input. That's what we're getting a little bit right now.
Well, I'm just going to say I've had overwhelming support for us being firm on not just allowing the gates to swing open. So maybe you're hearing something different, but.
I'm not hearing anything different, because I'm sorry, I just got this. So okay, I'm not hearing anything. No one's had a chance to talk to me.
Lisa and then Ann.
Mr. Mayor, in response to Assemblymember Powell's suggestion, I think we could put together a little matrix sheet that shows what the state is requiring and just what the only add-on is that Wrangell is suggesting. So I think we could do that fairly easily.
Sounds good. Assemblymember Morrison.
Okay, back to the issue of who's going to do the testing. How are we going to ostensibly handle the testing at the airport?
We're going to find out more about that tomorrow, Ann. We have a meeting with...
Well, that's the meeting at noon. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're hopeful we'll hear more about what they're looking for, what their expectations are, and who's paying for this, and mm-hmm. those are the questions. There's all kinds of other questions, like what if you pull up in a yacht? What if you come in by private airplane? None of that was thought out in advance, by the way. The state is saying, well, we're just going to get the airport going and then we'll worry about this other stuff. So again, they had over a month to get this together and they never got it together. It wasn't a package deal. And in my opinion, it was mostly afterthought as they went along, and it's been poorly executed and put really put it on us. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
No, hold on. Mr. Mayor, hold on. Can I, I'm sorry, I don't have a hand that I can raise since I'm the host. But the motion on the floor is to postpone till Thursday, so the assembly needs to take action on that or vote that down or withdraw it if they want to still discuss the ordinance.
Thank you, Kim, for keeping us online. Lisa, does your comment have to do directly with the postponement till Thursday?
No, it was in relation to another comment, so I'll stay quiet.
Thank you. Any other comments or points on postponing till Thursday? Just to, in response to Assemblymember Powell, his point about it coming out and us putting it as soon as we did, we felt that given our requests for information and how long it takes to get things in place, we needed to have stuff moving now. You know, it's taken the COVID isolation building and getting that program up and running has taken about a month and a half just to sort of get buildings secured. So all this stuff takes time to roll out and get into place. And it's always an extremely difficult thing. So we were just looking for more time. But I do appreciate the comments about public input. I really believe in that. And we'll give folks a chance to formulate their questions and get good information as they go along. So I'm not opposed to postponing. Is there any other comments? With that, poll vote, please, on the amendment.
Postpone Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Lisa, I'll give you an opportunity to fill in where you wanted to there.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. So we have postponed action on this. Kim, I believe if it's been postponed, then we are done on the discussion as well.
Yes, then we need a motion to recess until Thursday at a specific time, if I could have that.
I might recommend 5:30 pre-budget meeting, please.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone this ordinance to revisit this 5:30 on Thursday.
Assemblymember DeLong, to recess this meeting to reconvene on Thursday at 5:30.
I'd like to make a motion to recess this meeting and reconvene at 5:30 on Thursday.
Second.
Thank you.
Seconded by Assemblymember Powell. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. And with that,